writes on the pasuk Vayomer Hashem el Avram Lech lecha me'artzecha mimoladitcha mibeis avicha el haaretz asher areka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Lech lecha, go. But it's actually a double lashon. What does it say? Lech, go. Lecha. Sound like for yourself. From the land, let's translate together. Me'artzecha means what? From your land. Mimoladitcha means what?
Your
birthplace. Very good. Beis Avicha, your father's house. El Aretz Ashareka, the land that I'm going to show you. But Pasuk Zeh Rabu HaDiyukim. There are many diyukim that one can make. Shamdu Aleim Kvar Mefarshim. Omru Lech Lecha. It says go Lecha for yourself. Mau inyan lecha shu miyuta lecha. What's the emphasis of lecha? Virashi maybe. So Rashi stops at that, and Rashi says, "Dahainu lahanascha l'tovas." That's for your joy and your benefit, for your good. V'tzarech biur. V'chi Avram o avi. Avram, who is referred to, one of the only people that's referred to as beloved to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, hayitzarech lematarosu pniyosha lahanascha l'tovascha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to convince them that you're going to enjoy and it's going to be good. Ken, yesh ledagdik, ba'omer lech lecha. If it already said lech lecha, lama tzarech nemar, mimoladcha beis avicha. What? He's obviously going. Why does it emphasize that he's going from his land and from his birthplace? Kimo dechsiv etzel Noach. Say min ateva. When it says by Noach, it doesn't say lech lecha, but rather it says, say, leave. So why the emphasis of lech lecha if he's leaving his parents' house? O tzarech biur, maduak siv klal me'artzecho me'latchom beis abicha. Why does it even have to mention? Me'artzecho me'latchom beis abicha. Sho yedai b'omer lech lecha l'artz asherech. It would have been enough to say to the land that I'm going to show you. So we have how many questions here, Rabbosai? Question number one. Why does it say La'anoscha l'tovascha? Avram needs to be convinced that he's going to become rich from it. Question number two is, why does it say Lech Lecha? Why does it say for you? What is it Lecha coming to emphasize? Question number three, why does it say Lech? It should say Tsei. It should say go. Comes along the Nesiv HaShalom and he makes one more beautiful diuk in the pasuk. Me'artzecha u'mimoladitcha u'mibeis avicha. Is that the right order?
No.
Very good. No. Why?
Because once you leave your country, you obviously leave your father's house.
Excellent. So the order should be the exact opposite, right? The order should be... Right. Exactly. Beis avicha, moladcha, and artzecha. Take a look, see it inside. V'yesh levare inyin al derech avodah. We're going to answer the above three questions, Jewish style, right? We're going to answer the question with a question. It reminds me, they say that Dennis Prager has a great line. He says that there was once somebody who was a barber. And a fellow comes in, and he gives him a haircut. In the middle of the haircut, he asks him, what do you do? He says, I'm a volunteer fireman. So the barber, after the haircut, says, I can't charge you. You're a good guy. He says, you're a volunteer fireman. Haircut's on me. Next day, the volunteer fireman wants to show him some appreciation, so he brings him in a fire cap, puts a fire cap. The next day, somebody else coming in, he asks him what he does. He says, I'm a volunteer policeman. He says, I can't charge you, you're a volunteer policeman. So the next day, the policeman comes in, he gives him a police cap. So he's got these two caps sitting over there. Third day, comes in, he says, what do you do? He says, I'm a rabbi. He says, I can't, a man of the cloth, I can't charge a rabbi. Next day, the rabbi comes back, and he brings another rabbi. So how do we answer the question? We answer the question with another question. It's Jewish style. It's like double Jewish style. Just bring another question. We could ask. Is that worthy for Sunday, Thursday night material for the Moser Shmuz? Okay. The order of leaving is the opposite. Kodem yitzia me'abayis. First you leave the house, like the guys asked. Who was it? I want to learn your name. Who was it? You were the one who said it, right? That the question is that Is it inverse order?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right, you did. Okay, what's your name?
Yehuda.
Yehuda. Your last name?
Goldberg.
Nice to meet you, Yehuda.
I said it like mentally, but...
Okay, good. So then I read your mind. Okay. So kodim yitzim me'ab me'abar sakach malakcha me'amishpachar v'rak achakach yotzim me'aretz u'madu ha'kosev kam b'seder afuch. Why over here is it written in the opposite order? V'yeish levar bazeh da'kavona kan alanyone midos u'tchunos she'yeis pra'adam. Says this gets to the core of what it means to grow. What it means to grow in Shana Aleph. Gets to the core of what it means to grow. Now in Shana Aleph, also, when you're 45 years old as well. Dihine, yesh etzel adam midos ra'os. Everything has an impact on us. Everywhere we are, we learn from our environment. That means that you and I have gotten good midos and bad midos from our house. We've gotten good midos and bad midos from the city that we grew up in, the town that we grew up in. And we got good midos and bad midos from the country that we grew up in. There's stuff in America that's good. American pie is okay. And then there's stuff in America that's not so good. Dihine yesh etzel adam. I guess you don't get the 60s reference. Okay. Dihine yesh etzel adam midos ros. Or hamashu rashos bo mitzad ha'aretz shenimtza bo. Kemo shekasev ha'rambam. Derech briyoso shel adam lios nimshach bidei osav umaysav. Achareyov v'chaveirov. There are some people who are impacted by the society that is around them. There are negative things that we're exposed to when we grow up. They stick to a person. Five lines from the top on page Samachei. First, the person is influenced by the people in his country. Those things that are American characteristics, the good and the bad, they're not entrenched into a person. You could undo them more easily than those things that are from the town that you grew up in. Whether the town is the five towns, or whether the town is Pico in Los Angeles, wherever it might be. And then there are those things that are the midos of your family. Shemidos turshashios mushrashos kvar yoser amok. That's even deeper. Valzet siva HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. Lech lecha gami moladcha. Ve'od, first, the negative things from the country that you're from. Ve'od yesh yoser amok mbeis avicha. Then from your father's house. That is pigam hamnishachim me'ahorim. And that's something that's going to be deeper inside. You, Rabbi Osai, have this tremendous opportunity that you've pulled yourself, not because where you come from is bad, but it's time for you to grow up. It's time for you to grow up and be your own people. And to be able to do that requires you to leave Artzicha, Moladitcha, Umibeis Avicha. That's what Lech Lecha is about. That's what this week's parasha is about. This week's parasha is all about that first-year experience in Israel. And Avraham Avinu is going through that as well in this week's parasha. And he's going to Israel. V'zeu pirush lech lecha la'anoscha l'tovascha. That's what it means. It's for your benefit. Shebevadai hanoso shel Avraham Avinu. Certainly the enjoyment of Avraham. Lo haysa l'inyonei olam hazeh. Of course, we're not talking about inyonei olam hazeh. We're in the second paragraph on page Samachay. Shelo ayelo kol shaychus aleim. That doesn't have anything to do with him. Ela, in other words, he had no interest in it. Ela hakavana az lesaneg al Hashem. To be open to the joy and the beauty of a Torah life, a person has to be, which ultimately, we're going to see in a moment, is the ultimate pleasure. A person has to be willing to let go of those things of Me'artzecha, Moladetcha, and Besavicha. Fourth line in the paragraph of Zehu, Shezu Haisa Anoa Yechida Alei Admo Shel Avram Avi. That was the ultimate interest of Avram's pursuit of pleasure. Ukemo Shekasam Sius Yisharim She'az Tisaneg Al Hashem. A relationship with God is the ultimate pleasure. Zehu Atainug Agadol B'yosim Mikol Tanogu Shel Ba'olam. V'kol Shekein V'kal V'chomer Eitzel Avram Avinu She'masar Nafshoi L'gamri La'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu that gave himself entirely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ultimate pleasure in life is for a person to raise themselves above their corporeality, to raise themselves above their simple bodily instincts and create something that's eternal. And that's a deep relationship with God. That's the ultimate tainug. That's the ultimate hana of this world. And the precondition for that, alzeh, va'alzeh, first word online is hagedoylim, va'alzeh, amar le'a kadosh baruch hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, lech lecha me'artzcha melatcha be'savicha, alecha lihisna'er, you need to shake off, mikol amido sha'artzcha melatcha be'savicha, az tucha lahagia la'anascha hagdola, then you're going to be able to reach the ultimate pleasure. It's not only your own Yetzahara that prevents you from reaching a goal of spirituality, even one's bad characteristics, they're not yours. They just became part of you. They stuck to you because of the environment that you were grown up, that you grew up with. They don't allow you to reach your tachlis. Ukasipur me'areva kodesh me'apta. The Apta Rebbe told the following story. Sheboy love adam echad. A person came to him and he said, I have a problem. I have emuna issues. Hislone na machshavos ros minyane emuna. He says, there's something lacking in my emuna. Va'amelo ha'rebbe me'apta machshavos elu einon shalcha. He says, they're not, those questions aren't yours. Those aren't really your questions. Those are the questions you heard your friend have. They're not really, really yours. Your friend made them yours. You think that they're yours. But if you'll pull yourself away from your friend for a while, you'll see that those things don't bother you. The Zehu Shomer, last line of the first column, Lech lecha me'artzecha me'molatcha me'beis avicha, sha'aseder hu mikonim lifrosh min amidos haros me'artzecha. The first, the easiest step for Avraham Avinu is to get away from those things that are bad about America. Va'acha kach me'molatcha me'beis avicha. And then where you grew up, and then your father's house. And that your father's house, that's the hardest. K'dei she'tagia l'tachlis hanirtze elo oretz asher reka. So now we've answered some of our first three questions. One question was, why does it say lecha? Go for yourself. Does Avram need, Rashi says, lahanascha. Is Avram Avinu interested in money? That's what hanascha means? No, hanascha means if you want to truly enjoy life, you got to pull yourself away of those things that have become implicitly yours just because you were surrounded by it. But it's not really you. It's not really who you are. So that answers the question of lecha. Lecha being your joy for your hana'a, the way in which that needs to happen to truly become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to become an independent person where you're not simply going along with the flow of the country that you grew up in, the town you grew up in, and even the home you grew up in. Now, of course, God forbid, it doesn't mean to reject the home you grew up in. God forbid. Every single one of the good midos that you got from the home, you're supposed to cherish every single one of them. But at that same time, there's stuff that holds back a relationship with God. And that is the hardest part to leave. Ubezeh, last paragraph. Ubezeh mevur on Samachay. Ubezeh mevur, last paragraph before Beis. Ubezeh mevur lama nemar lecha. Lech, excuse me. And that's why it says lech lecha. Velot say, right? By Noach, it says, say minateva, leave the teva. So the question was, why doesn't it say micharan, leave charan, and go to Eretz Yisrael? Why does it say lech? So says the Rebbe beautifully. Ki mashmos, the second line. Ki mashmos, say hu sheikra matara hi ayitziyah. That the goal is to leave. Ve'ein ze mishan lechon yatsa. It doesn't make a difference where you're going to. Masha ein ken kan. Over here, the leaving is not just to leave. And this is extremely important for us as well. You didn't leave just to get a gap year. You came here because there's something that's here. Masha'en ken kan hatachlis v'hamatara hi alicha la'aretz asher areka. What is that Eretz? What is Eretz Yisrael for our purposes now? La'hagia l'tachlis hanirtz shalbias aretz shi dveikus v'ashem. The goal is to reach that point of dveikus v'ashem. So it doesn't say, but it's not say l'cha, it's not to leave for l'cha, but it's lech. There is, in order to reach Eretz Yisrael, to not only physically reach Eretz Yisrael, but to reach everything that Eretz Yisrael represents, a person needs to truly think about who they really are. And what are the things that are just stuck to them because that's the country they grew up in, that's the city they grew up in, and that's the house that they grew up in. Because Baruch Hu should give us the Shmaya to be able to do that properly. And then truly go, and this we'll talk about on Thursday night, truly go and be yourself. Because at the core is, who are you really? What is my essence? Who I really am? Be'ezer Hashem, every single one of us should be able to find that inside of ourselves. That's